welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 15. Multimedia. Here's our segment of Best Thing All Week. I'm Brian Kruger. I'm with Adam Conway.
What's up?
Gadiel Khan.
What's up?
And Andrew Conway.
That's right.
So, Best Thing All Week. Andrew Conway, let's go.
It's not okay.
What the?
Well, I actually have two things I wanted to throw out. They're both from the interweb. Not television or movie.
The internet?
Actually, one of them, the first is actually a commercial. It's a commercial I've been talking about for the last week or so, and I've just been hoping the chance to let you guys know about it. If you haven't seen this yet, it's a really awesome Southern Comfort commercial, and it's this old guy.
It's the second one.
Yes. It's an old guy in a beat-down hair salon with metal coloring strips in his hair, practicing karate in the middle of all these old ladies getting their hair done. And he's just doing karate moves, and then this really nice old school song playing, a country song playing in the backdrop. And finally he sits down and grabs his drink.
Southern Comfort.
His Southern Comfort, takes a sip. And it's the funniest.
The thing that sells it, though, is the look he gives ladies at the end. Like,
y'all know it. You guys know.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's one handsome.
I'm a badass.
You can find it on YouTube.
Hell, you can watch it on TV. It's all over TV.
All over the TV now, but yeah,
it's the second Southern Comfort. The first one was just him and the one girl.
Yeah, but this one's greatness. It's probably the best commercial I feel.
His mustache is.
He's
killer.
The other one's a pair of music videos from a band named Codaline.
Yeah,
they did sort of a really cool thing with
Love Codaline,
where their recent single is "All I Want," where they pretty much did like a little mini movie, two different parts, both the same song, but just showing a progression of what happened in the first one, because that sort of leaves you wanting more. And really cool, a really cool concept about a guy that's kind of, I don't know, like a vampire-ish face, like he was born like kind of a freak. And, you know, there's a little bit of a love story in there, I don't want to ruin it, but really great song, really great production value, really good music video. Should check it out. It's Codaline, All I Want.
Good band.
Great band. Yeah. If you guys haven't heard of them, you need to go check them out. It's Codaline. And we'll try to actually get some of the best things we've seen all week if we can. Maybe put links on our Facebook page for you guys to check them out.
Sounds good.
But yeah, that's what I got.
Sweet. Adam.
I got a couple things.
Yeah.
My best movie I've seen all week is Spike Jonze's Her. Actually, doesn't come out until January. But
is that Joaquin Phoenix again?
It's really, really good. Scarlett Johansson plays a voice of.
Was it amazing?
It was.
Spike Jonze did a good job.
His attention to detail.
When has Spike not done a good job, my friend?
Like his attention to detail for the production design and stuff is so great, and like the clothing and everything.
How far in the future is it?
It doesn't really specify, but it says in the near future, basically.
Okay.
But it's definitely worth checking out whenever it comes to a theater near you. On the TV front, we had the sad and tearful Boardwalk Empire finale this week.
Aww. That was sad.
It was great. I won't ruin it.
You should do it
for you if you haven't
say
seen
it
yet.
Say it.
Let me just say, someone dies.
You ruined it.
What? I haven't seen it.
I would
yet.
Say who.
Well, everybody. Someone dies in every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not true.
Do people get their comeuppance? That's all I hope.
This finale is different from past finales.
It's a major character.
That basically, the villains' stories aren't really wrapped up. So
that's great.
So it's a change, but we'll see what happens next.
Now that person's dead, I'm stopping.
And Boardwalk Empire
okay.
is picked up for another season, so we'll get to see what happens next.
That Buscemi. Oh, so
cool.
And also, just a small nod to Miley Cyrus's AMA performance.
Ugh,
was
why?
Hilarious. Had a giant singing kitten in the background. And
do you like cats?
Yes.
Per se.
It's a subtle message from
Johnny likes cats, per se.
But it was just really funny to watch.
Pussy cats.
And those are my best things I've
seen. It's called subtle.
Yeah. No, Brian, subtlety.
I don't know what subtle is, guys. What's subtle?
Cats.
What's going on?
Subtle.
That was awesome.
Subtlety is his strong suit, fellas.
There's an elephant in the room. Look
Silent
at it.
J.
Yogi.
That's a Chiwetel line.
All right. Gotti?
I have two. I recently went to Phoenix with my lovely lady and was able to spend a whole day at Frank Lloyd Wright's. Let me get this straight. It's a conservatory. It's not a university or anything, but it's called Taylson West, which Taylson is a Welsh word that means something. Google it. I don't know what the hell it means.
Sun with
no. It means it's
where
it has to do with the brow, and the brow of a mountain is where the Taylson West is actually built.
A person with a vestigial tail is what you're saying.
No, it's not tail. It's T A L I E S I N. It's not tail. It's
Taylson.
Taylson. West. Okay, you can say it that way. They say tails and whatever. So, amazing. Just his whole philosophy was about organic building. So you build from the material that you have that's at where your site is. The entire compound, essentially, because it's gigantic, is built from the stone right there in Phoenix. It's built from the wood chopped from like the forest down the street. It's pretty incredible. And to realize what the city of Phoenix did to try and push him out is an incredible story. People didn't want Frank Lloyd Wright to build his buildings because he almost makes it seem like the way we build modern buildings is rubbish and crap. And that if you did it the way he did it, not only could you save a lot more money, but you wouldn't have to deal with electricity, water issues. You wouldn't have any of those utilities. He doesn't believe in utilities. So there's water right there on the site. It's amazing. Do you ever get to go to Phoenix or Chicago? Is kind of the old school Frank Lloyd Wright starting point. So learned a lot. It was amazing. It was definitely a highlight of the trip and loved being able to kind of be in Frank Lloyd Wright's world. Cool stuff.
Was it cool to witness with Abby?
Yeah. Like it was nice because we previously had been to Chicago and kind of seen all of the influence Wright had on the city.
Yeah.
And then to see him in his later years, what he did to the city of Phoenix is pretty amazing. And so now we've kind of gone full circle with the whole Frank Lloyd Wright, even though we're not really big Wright friends or anything. We just stumbled upon it, and now we've kind of loved it.
Cool.
Show-wise, I'm starting to get hooked on to Almost Human. I really love the interaction between the two leads. It's great. And also, what's the hot chick?
Minka Kelly.
Minka Kelly is really good in this. I'm not she's an underrated actress. I think she's played some decent roles. She's played some kind of stupid roles, but she also played Jackie.
In Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, she was real good in Friday Night Lights. But I really like this show and the concept. Yeah. It's not as corny as I thought. And production value, it looks amazing.
And they're trying to do the whole buddy cop thing, and not necessarily like future, you know, they subtly do the future stuff. Yeah. So.
It's really well done. And I hope it replaces when, like, RoboCop, the remake, comes out. RoboCop. And when that fails, because it should, because it looks like crap, I hope people will look to Almost Human as kind of a replacement, because that's a much better story about what you can do with technology to help cops. Like, these things. It's a cool show. Underrated show, I think. I really like it. I'm a fan.
Cool.
It's a great concept, for sure.
That's it.
And nipples.
And nipples.
Whose nipples did you see?
Nipples. All of ours, I guess. Spring break. Okay.
What about you, Brian?
Best thing that I saw this week was a YouTube video. It was an old commercial from the early 90s. It was a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial that had MC Hammer and his crew in it. I forgot about this commercial so much that I didn't really remember what was going to happen, but it was glorious. I highly recommend you typing into YouTube MC Hammer Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial and be amazed at the 30 seconds that appears in front of you. It basically is MC Hammer backstage getting ready for a concert, and somebody gives him a bucket of the new at the time popcorn chicken, and just him and his backup dancers just all have a big smile on their face once they open it up. And he tosses one in the air really high, and when he eats it, they start going, "Hammer, hammer, hammer," and they start dancing. And a voiceover says, "Hammer cannot go on stage until he's finished every last bite of chicken." It's amazing.
and subtly racist.
Is it racist? Yeah, I guess so. But it's hilarious, though. And let's do something spontaneous. Let's do the best thing we've heard all week, whether it be a song, a line of dialogue. I'll start. Best thing I've heard all week is a new album by Barrence Whitfield and the Savages. Barrence Whitfield's an old guy who looks like he could be like Charles Bradley or B.B. King. But when you play his music, it is like punk rock, funk, soul. Like, it's hardcore. It's awesome. I highly recommend Barrence Whitfield and the Savages. Download, listen to it. Gotti?
This came out a few weeks ago, I believe. I'm not sure when it... you might remember the date. The new Arctic Monkeys album is still flawless in my mind.
Yeah?
It's very R&B related. It's a little bit of a different type of listen than their previous albums, but through and through, one of my favorite albums of the year.
Sweet.
It was pretty
good. Andrew?
So what do you ask?
Do you have best thing you've heard?
Best thing I've heard.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
What? Huh? What? Let's see. I don't know.
If you're not, Adam, do you have one?
I was going to say Say Something, a new song by A Great Big World.
Definitely.
Their new album comes out in January. Beautiful and I guess song. Pretty much Christina Aguilera like discovered them and brought them onto The Voice and now did a kind of like a duet of that song with them. But it's great. They just performed it at the AMAs and they're going to perform it at the... Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Are you gonna watch that?
So
is that recorded
for the performance, of course. But yeah, it's just you know, it's a great, great heartfelt song. Indian people are just connecting with it, and it became like the number one song on the Billboard chart like the minute it was released. So
cool. Definitely good. Yeah.
Do you need a second? Because I got another one. If you
need. Oh, I have.
Go for it.
Well, one of the things I've been sort of listening to over and over again is it's a newer band. 21 Pilots did a remake of an Elvis Presley song, "Can't Help Falling in Love with You." And it's like they just sort of recorded it on tour while they were going around, and it's a really good little cover. Like the guy's voice, he hits those high notes really great. And he plays the mandolin walking around. The band's it's actually completely opposite than the way the band goes. The band, they do more of a sort of a rapish feel when they talk. They do a sort of a rapish talk and then
like
some melodies and stuff like that. Yeah, so they're more like a Linkin Park, but they're starting to get a name for themselves. I think they were on tour with the Panic at the Disco this the last few months. But 21 Pilots is great. And as for the album, I'm traveling a lot. I got a chance to actually listening to the new Avett Brothers album, Magpie, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but brilliant, brilliant album from top to bottom. Listened to it like 4 or 5 times straight through. It's
sweet.
Did it again. It's crazy because I think it's like their second album to release this year too. So.
And on our best of the week, we will mention some of these on our Facebook page.
I have one more. I guess the another cover song is by a band called Sleeping at Last. Did an awesome cover of 500 Miles.
Mm. Oh really?
Yeah, they kind of take out the like the main part of the chorus, but just kind of do the. But the way he arranges it is awesome. I would say check that out.
I played 500 Miles in a band, marching band.
Another good cover, more recent cover. I just heard this literally on the way over on Sirius.
Are you
this
serious?
Girl? this girl named Birdie.
Oh, Birdie's yeah. Great. I have her album. It's great.
She did Bonnie Bear, Skinny Love, and
so
I fell in love with it immediately.
Oh, it's her album is mostly covers,
so
and
good.
She does
yeah.
Such
yeah.
Good covers.
She's a talented little singer. So get me her album, Adam.
That's actually the album that I got stuck in my old car that I couldn't get out. Funnily enough, so I lost it, so I can need it too.
Well, very cool. So that's the best thing we've seen or heard all week. We will make mention of these on our Facebook page. And until next week,
around.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Best
wishes. Hi.